The star. You see, I'm trying to get away from the booze hound in the Mexican cantina under these festive chili lights like it was Christmas in July, like a heat spell that foretells the end of the world and launching off the planet with a tear in the eye. And a hopeful woman floating in her silver zero-gravity suit, and that star just a number where our great-great-grandchildren will begin again, life with the same mix of tragedy and vice and loneliness and occasional tenderness and a glass of green fantasy. But even here they come up with those faces of broken blood vessels like sculptures rough hewn from a raw scream, saying, "I left my distortion box out there in the rain and now it's picking up signals from old Soviet Union Cold War days, prairie wind and mile on mile of empty road, scrolling back. Rolling right back where the needle goes in," and the nurse explains, "This may make you a little dizzy." And she's right. And what a glorious sea it is, and that rickety dock I dive from into liquid sky, to swim out through the sun's eye, into clouds of unknowing where I see the great architecture of crystalline light bridges that I realize I'm only making up. As I look through a manhole cover in the ground in the city of the dead that trembles with a breath, and shatters as I'm sucked back into Langley by the sea. Island spirits floating in the never-never mist, where when the desperate reach that point of exhaustion, the last of the fuel burned, the lights gone out, and the final relative buried in the common grave. I'm out here and take nothing but what fits in these pockets, with the screen door open and wind like a ghost rushing in. Walking out through empty streets and every step feeling like, now, I've made it. So I'll start again, realizing, wait a minute. As those steps circle back to town over and over with less to return to but the bulldog over the bay, with the last fishing boat beached and listing dry on the sand, and armies of crabs, none too happy with the way the water's been clouding down, march up over the pylons, growing bigger as they come, their claws flashing like swords, as they descend on the homes and click, cut, pluck up sleeping people and snap timbers in apocalyptic devastation. Ha! That's one to wake up from in a daze, saying, "What a doozy!" To an empty room on a gray day, dressing slowly as a good citizen, filling a lunchbox with an apple and a sandwich wrapped in wax paper, and heading up the old road under the mill smoke piling up with tin hat crane operators and massive movement of earth. As I pass the gate and stand among the red spirits of the yawning excavation pit, while the whole scene vanishes with a voice narrating weather trends and ship lanes and drinking songs and memories, old lays and things thought gone you'd never believe were true, and making it up as we go along.